Hi, I'm Swarup Krishnamurthy, a program manager at Microsoft on the identity team. Today I'm here to talk to you about Azure Active Directory B2C, business to consumer, a cloud identity service for your consumer-facing applications. Over the next few minutes, I'll talk about what is Azure AD B2C. I'll run through a quick demo. I'll outline its key features. I'll talk about customers who've successfully deployed with the service, and I'll point you to key resources where you can learn more. Azure AD B2C makes it easy to add sign-up, sign-in, profile management, and password reset to your consumer-facing applications across all platforms, web, mobile, or desktop. Consumers are provided the choice of using their social accounts, such as Facebook, Google, Microsoft account, Amazon, or LinkedIn, or creating new credentials, also called local accounts, to access your application. This service is backed by a global, highly available, and secure cloud identity service and directory. It is the same one that powers a billion plus Office 365 sign-ins per day across hundreds of millions of users. Azure AD B2C manages your consumer identities for you. However, you own your consumer's data and fully control the branding and experiences that they go through. Our bleeding-edge identity protection capabilities help guard your consumer's credentials and data from anti-fraud, anomalous activity, and account compromise. And with pay-as-you-go pricing, you only pay for what you use. You can take advantage of our free tier, up to 50,000 users and 50,000 authentications per month, and actually get started at no cost. Let's walk through a typical consumer experience, the end state, of a .NET MVC web application that has already been pre-configured with Azure AD B2C. Note that I'm using a web app just for demo purposes. You can do this as easily on iOS, Android, and Windows Universal platforms as well. Here's my demo company, Prosware, that has already been integrated with Azure AD B2C. Let's walk through the sign-up experience. When I click on sign-up, I'm presented with the choice of signing up with an email address and a password or Facebook. I'm going to use the Facebook option for now. When I sign in through Facebook, you'll notice that the consumer, I am being shown a consent screen that I need to accept before I can move on. This is actually because Azure AD B2C on your behalf is actually collecting some information about the user from Ross's Facebook profile. I'm going to click OK, and I'll be redirected back to a sign-up form where you'll notice that the display name and the email address has been automatically pre-filled from the Facebook profile. I'll key in the rest of the attributes and click Continue. At this point, the consumer has actually signed up, and I'm redirected back to the application. Azure AD B2C did all of the heavy lifting on running through that sign-up experience, integrating with Facebook, showing the sign-up form, and then finally redirecting back to the application. When it did redirect back to the application, it posted a valid JWT token, a JSON Web Token, back to the application. And you can click on the Claims tab to look at some of the claims that were actually sent back in this particular token. You'll notice that the information such as emails, postal code, and display name are in there, stuff that I typed up in the sign-up form. You'll also see things like my object ID, the policy that was used, and which identity provider was used to actually sign up. Now, I'll show you how the sign-in experience works, which is fairly symmetrical. But before doing that, I'll actually sign out of the application and sign out of Facebook separately. Now, when I walk back through the sign-in experience, again, I'm presented the choice of one of the two identity providers. I'm going to use Facebook and sign back in again. And it works as expected. The user signed into the application with their Facebook account and a valid token is presented back. Again, you can click on the claims directory to look at the shape of the token that you received. You can all use the personalized information sent back in the token to actually render your app differently for different sets of users. Now, let's actually peek behind the curtain and see how easy it was to set all of this up. All I had to do to set this up was do five simple steps. First, I had to actually create an Azure AD B2C directory. Getting one was easy. All I needed was an Azure subscription. I'll skip the step for now and go straight into my directory. Here I'm signed into my B2C directory, prosverconsumer.onmicrosoft.com. And you'll see that I'm signed in with my Microsoft account, you know, in this directory. I can use my work or school account as well if I choose to. The second step that I had to do to set this whole thing up was to actually go into the Applications tab and create a new application and register my app. To register my app, I had to do only three things. One was to provide a name, tag this as a web application, and provide an redirect URI. The redirect URI is an endpoint where the service actually posts tokens back after successful sign-up and sign-in experiences. I also need the application client ID because that's what's used to represent your application in requests to the service. As a third step, I had to add the social identity providers that I actually needed in my application. In this case, you've seen that I've already set up Facebook in my particular demo. The way I had to do this was to actually register as a developer at Facebook, create an application in the Facebook console, and then take those apps coordinates and plug them in here. Now I can do this for other identity providers as well, like I mentioned. I can choose other ones such as Microsoft account, Google, Amazon, and LinkedIn. But for now, we'll just stick with Facebook. Now, next I had to actually define the signup experience that consumers go through. To do this, I had to create a signup policy. Policies are the secret sauce of Azure AD B2C. They fully describe identity behaviors and experiences and are the key interfaces between your application and the service. Now, creating a signup policy was pretty simple. All I had to do was to go in and provide a policy name, which is really important because if I go back to my .NET application, you'll notice that the policy name is actually used by the Owen middleware to make a request to Azure AD B2C. So the only difference between a standard OpenID Connect request with what you would send to B2C is you tag on this policy name, which then indicates if you're actually taking the consumer through a sign-up experience or a sign-in experience. Going back to setting up the sign-up policy, I picked email sign-up and Facebook for as identity providers, and you notice that the consumer was provided this choice earlier. Sign-up attributes is where you actually present the attributes that you want the consumer to enter in a sign-up form. You notice that I had things like city and display name and postal code in there. Next, I had to set up the token shape. This is the set of claims that actually go back in the token after a successful sign-up experience, and we saw that in the demo as well. What I didn't do in the demo was to set up multi-factor authentication, but it would be really simple because I just need to flip the switch on. We'll revisit page UI customization later, but for now we'll move on to actually defining the consumer's sign-in experience. The way I do that is to actually create a sign-in policy. It's fairly symmetrical. It's actually much easier than creating a sign-up policy. All I had to do were three things. One, provide the policy name. Again, just to remind you, the policy name is sent in the request from your application to the B2C service. And I had to pick the identity providers, which was Facebook and email address and password, and had to pick the shape of the token that was sent back at the end of a successful sign-in experience. At the end of these five steps, I was actually done. I had fully functioning sign-up and sign-in experiences in my directory, and that's what you saw in the demo, where I actually hooked up my application, .NET MVC application, which was sitting on my local host with the B2C service in the cloud. Now, all the pages that you saw were just default pages across all of these experiences, sign-up and sign-in. However, you can provide your own HTML and CSS content for each of these pages and brand them exactly like your applications. Now let's look at that capability. I can do that by going back into the signup policy that I had created and visiting the page UI customization setting. Here I'll switch the content source of one of the pages, identity provider selection page, with a custom content. My content is hosted on this Azure Blob Storage. I'm actually going to switch the content source, and I'm going to save the policy. While the policy is saving, let me note that you can actually test this change out straight from the portal, and you don't have to make a single code change in your application. The way to do that is to actually click on this Run Now button here, which actually runs through the entire signup experience again. And you'll notice that the consumer now is presented with a fully branded experience that matches the application's branding, if you prefer. You can do this on all of the pages that B2C serves. I hope that that demo convinced you about the power and simplicity of Azure AD B2C. Aside from the features that I demonstrated, we have a few more. We have an extensible directory where you can actually add arbitrary attributes to the consumer's objects in the cloud directory. You can collect them as part of the signup experience and also send them back as claims in the token. We're natively integrated with Azure MFA so that you can provide an extra layer of authentication for the higher security aspects of your app. Azure AD Graph API is a RESTful interface and provides programmatic access to objects such as users and groups in your cloud directory. You can actually develop against Azure AD B2C using Microsoft's open source libraries on top platforms such as .NET, iOS, Android, and Windows Universal. Now, these libraries have made things easy for you by doing lots of the heavy lifting and also have some of the best practices when actually talking to identity services. Or you could code against our standard protocol implementations. A few months ago, our team collaborated with Real Madrid, the world's largest sports brand. They chose Azure AD B2C for securing their fan engagement platform. Doing this actually helped Real Madrid focus fully on building world-class web and mobile applications while still providing secure and reliable identity for its fans. We are currently working with other marquee customers in various industry segments and governments, and you'll hear about them soon. Just to recap, Azure AD B2C beats on-premises and build your own solutions on cost, scalability, reliability, and security. It is quite likely the right choice for you if you're a developer in a startup or in a large enterprise. The bottom line is Azure AD B2C helps you stay connected with your consumers across all platforms, mobile, web, or desktop. Visit these resources and get started today. You'll find our team's coordinates and mine on this slide. Would love to hear your feedback on our service. Again, this is Swaroop Krishnamurthy, a program manager at Microsoft on the identity team, and thanks for watching.